Today we'll start out with the Louis Armstrong Hot 7. I was reminded by a listener that it's a long time since I'd played the Hot 7, and of course it's true, and these were the foundations perhaps of nearly all of jazz. But you can't keep going back to these wonderful sides, much as you'd like to. I mean, I'd like to do the whole hour of the Hot 7, because this is the essence of jazz. But we're going to play two tracks. And it's basically the same band as the Hot 5. The Hot 7 made in 1927, and they added Peter Briggs on tuba and Lil Hardin Armstrong on piano. And otherwise, it's more or less the same with Johnny Sincere on banjo, Louis Armstrong, of course, on cornet, the Greek Kodori on trombone, and to my mind, the unmistakable Johnny Dodds on clarinet. Now, these to me sound just as fresh, other than the fact these are played from the original recordings, just as fresh as jazz in 1995. And that's a great credit to the OK Record Company, who took this matter in hand. And I believe Richard M. Jones, the great Chicago jazz composer and band leader, was responsible for the Hot 5 and Hot 7 sessions, despite all the talk that great organization by Lil Armstrong and others. It was Richard M. Jones who had the inside track at the OK Record Company, as we might say. So let's, without further ado, play a tune that I think is the culmination of all of the Potato Head Blues, is the title, the culmination of all of the Hot 7. It is an epic performance, so let's hear the Louis Armstrong Hot 7 Potato Head Blues. I think that clarinet solo by Johnny Dodds really is probably one of the greatest clarinet solos in jazz.